All right, welcome to episode 1243 of Love Serve Care. Today's episode, I want to share some more insights and thoughts from this recent speaking engagement with these young professionals, these young future professionals in the healthcare space. And one thing that was kind of funny now, thinking about it afterwards, maybe not so much funny in the moment, was I got finessed. That's right, I got played, I got duped, bamboozled. Ran amok, all sorts of other big words that I can't think of right now. But here's what happened. As the time is winding down to start the actual presentation, it was a 10 o'clock speaking gig, and you know, the kids are filling in the room, they're talking to each other, just doing what, you know, young teens do. And they're taking some selfies, pictures like that, and a couple of them ran up with me like, oh my goodness, you're the speaker? I'm like, yeah. No, I'm going to be talking to y'all today in a little bit. And I'm like, oh my goodness, can we get a picture with you? I'm like, oh yeah, sure. So here I am feeling a little bit like a celebrity, right? Feeling myself a little bit, taking pictures, telling some jokes with the kids, having some fun. And then as I'm kind of turning my back and getting more things ready and welcoming people into the room, I see that this particular group of kids walk out, right? And it hit me that I think they were taking a picture to kind of show that, hey, we were in the room, we were with this person, you know, we showed up on paper, but probably went to another session or just did something else. Either way, they were not in my room and they were not experiencing this talk. And I thought to myself, I just got played. These kids just duped me, put the switcheroo, got me through the ringer here. And I mean, I'm glad, I'm grateful that the other kids who were there, we had the opportunity to have this talk, this conversation. I helped them bring out some awareness of how they're listening. And it's not something I addressed like, oh, you better not leave the room. Like, there's some kids that left the room during the middle of the talk too. And that's okay. Right, it's one of those things. It gave me the feeling of what it's like for a comedian sometimes when they bomb, and not the same that I bombed, right? But I definitely see the areas of improvement of where I can connect with the audience deeper and make it much more lively and things like that. This is not a judgment. This is just a real observation, right? So let's distinguish that, right? Versus a condemnation, like, oh, I suck, I'm terrible, versus, okay, this is where I can improve. This is what I can get better at. But I just thought that was funny that me in this age and day of time of mine getting played and finessed by 14, 15 year olds. But you know what? Life goes on. Life is great. And I'm going to keep on keeping on. So all that said and done, remember that you're born to live your life in abundance. You're the master of your future, you control your freedom, and you have complete dominance of your thoughts, your emotions, and your habits. Take care. God bless. Stay blessed.